Blog Talk Radio.
For joining us for another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is the show, the one and only show, Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. And first of all, before I say anything, we want to wish everybody out there listening, all the mothers of the world, a happy Mother's Day. Very important, y'all know that you are appreciated and loved and valued, and I mean that. Not just talking to be talking. So, again, I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And I hope that you had a prosperous day today. Hopefully your family took you out to eat or bought you presents or flowers or whatever. So, now that I got that out of the way and all of the mothers are feeling appreciated and valued and all that, I want to just go ahead and welcome everybody to another episode of the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. This is probably about our 40th show, something like that. We're somewhere near that. And this is a show where we showcase our family and friends. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting us thus far, listening to the show either on your phone lines or on the Internet. So it's very important y'all know that I really, really appreciate y'all. Right now, what I want to do is give, let me see here. I want to give the family a little bit more time to come. I really want them to hear every single thing that's being said. So I want to give the family a few more minutes. So if y'all can just hold tight, we just want to tell you what we'll do. I was just thinking here, because I know there's some people I'm expecting that I don't see yet who normally is here on time, and that is not a good sign when you see your regulars. So we'll give them a few more minutes. I tell y'all what, I want to go ahead and let y'all I want y'all to check out this song. I came across this song the other night. And again, for those, I see some people just signing on. Again, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to everyone. If you didn't hear me, those who are just swabbing on, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all my sisters and aunts. And again, women of the world. All right. You are so valued, appreciated. Where would we be without women? Where would we be without the women of the world? And I do mean it. I'm not just trying to be filling time here. And so tonight, we actually, later on, the second half of the show, we're going to invite a friend of my mother's on the show later on. And some of y'all will know this lady. Some of y'all, she would be a stranger to. And if she is a stranger to you, I would strongly recommend you listen, because she will have a lot to say about Irene, my mother, and her kids, and other family members that she have come across. This woman knows different people in our family, been knowing our family for a very long time, and y'all will be blessed by her, I'm telling you. Just trust me. I've already warned you, so don't miss our guest tonight on the hour, 10 o'clock tonight. But between now and then, a lot is going to go down. A lot is going to go down. We have so much on the agenda. I have so much to say. We even got a little, we're even going to play weekly broadcast from the President of the United States, the one and only President Barack Obama. He is going to do his little weekly address. I'm going to go ahead and share that with y'all just to do something a little different. And also, we'll talk a little bit about what movies is hot, what's not. Just going to no more than a couple of minutes on that, because this ain't a show where we really do that. It's just something a little new I thought I would throw in. And a little comedy that hit it your way. I won't tell you who. And just a lot of little things. I don't want to spill the beans. I just got to listen, okay? It's just that simple. You have got to listen. So what I want to do now is just go ahead and, like I said, just allow the family to come. So just give us a few more minutes and we'll be right back. I'm back. everybody. I know there was every bit of about a couple of minutes, but still, we got a few more people that have logged in, and I think we should go ahead and proceed with the show, okay? So, again, if you didn't hear me earlier, said it twice, but again, thanks to all the mothers out there for your contribution, what you've done. Happy Mother's Day. Today, I want to remind the family of a few things before I get started and forget. Don't forget, family, June 15th, we have a barbecue, a very important barbecue on the north side of town for all of Douglas family and friends, okay, on the north side at Shawnee's house. There will be a barbecue, a family barbecue. Chris has been talking about this forever, and he is wanting everybody to have their monies in no later than the 5th of June. So, again, Chris is wanting everybody, and I'm going to repeat this so we'll all be on the same page. He's wanting everybody to have their money in no later than the 5th of June. So if you are planning on attending that barbecue on the north side, don't think you're going to run up in there on the 15th. You've got to have your monies in as soon as possible, definitely by the 5th of June, okay? Very, very important. Also, today is Sunday, May the 13th. On the 26th of May, there will be graduation for Caleb Howard, that's Moppy's son. And then on the 30th of May, Elizabeth McVeigh, Tanya's daughter. Y'all should know who Tanya Moppy is. But if you don't, keep listening and you'll know. Because, let me just tell you. Tanya is my sister. Moppy is my sister. These are my nephew and niece, Caleb Howard, Moppy's son, and Elizabeth, Tanya's daughter, my nephew and niece, okay? Who am I? For those friends that might be listening who don't know who I am, but maybe some family member gave you the phone number and told you to listen, I am the son of Irene Booker Rhymes, and she is the daughter of Caleb and Asley Booker. And again, you're listening to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. I'm so glad to know that y'all have joined us tonight, and I'm looking forward to a very exciting show tonight. Okay, so please, folks, it's very important. I cannot stress how important it is for y'all to get your money in. Chris, you know how it is when you're planning stuff and you have to do it by yourself and you have to put your own money in it. You don't know if your family's going to come through. Just don't have them going through all of that. Let's just go ahead and reward Chris' efforts in trying to have this barbecue by having our monies in early, okay? And let's see here. I know there's other graduations out there coming up. Please, y'all, if you don't call and let me know, there is no way I'm going to know about your graduation. There's just no way I'm going to know it. So please let me know. It's very important. All right, and that's via email or Facebook. All right? Now, also, somebody's trying to, who's just trying to respond? Also, let's do this. Let's do this because I'm waiting on one particular person. I don't see them in the chat room. By the way, the chat room is open and the phone lines as well. Those of you that are new to the show, your first time listening, please, if you have a question and you're on the phone lines, you can simply press 1. Okay, and I will see your hand, and I will click on your phone line. I'll announce the area code, your area code, and I will announce the first three letters of your phone numbers just to keep your privacy. And then when you hear the first three letters of your phone number, I'm talking to you. You don't have to say, am I on the air? You're on the air. Just start talking. Okay, that's if you're new to the show. Again, if you're on the phone lines, you want to have a question or comment, press 1. If you are in the chat room and you want to comment, you're probably listening to your computer. If you're in the chat room, of course. If you listen to the show via the internet, if you want to chat, you have to register with Blog Talk Radio, and they'll ask you for your email address and a few more questions, and you'll be able to pick a screen name, and I'll see that screen name in the chat room, And you can type me questions or comments right there in the chat room. Right now, we already got people in the chat room, but everybody is a guest. It says guest beside your name. What does that mean? That means I can't, I won't be able to, you won't be able to chat because you are a guest, so you have to register with Blog Talk Radio. All right? I want to go ahead and listen and play this excerpt from the weekly address by the President of the United States. We're very important that we get this out to the public. What Obama's trying to do is having a battle with the Republicans. And I don't want to forget, I know the last show, I just failed to do certain things, and I want to make sure I get this out first. So I want everybody to stop what you're doing and listen to your president. He is your president. You might not like how he favored gay marriage or how he support this or support that, but you got to look at the, you got to weigh the evils, okay? You got to weigh the evils, and when you weigh the evils of Romney or Bush or whoever against President Barack Obama, the man come out, I think, in my opinion, pretty good. And so I say, oh, you can't endorse a candidate. Yes, you can. I just did. But anyway, this is the president. Again, just listen. I know it's politics. Some of y'all probably ain't interested in politics, but you need to know what's going on, for real, honest. Our president is having a battle with the Republicans. They are trying their best not to work with this man, as Cynthia McKinney has said, Maxine Waters has said, a lot of black congressmen and white congressmen have come out and said that the Republicans are just flat out being racist about this whole thing. And y'all need to take note of that because voting time is around the corner. So check this out. This is a message from your president, President Barack Obama.
We all know the past 2 years have been difficult for this country. After the worst recession of our lifetimes, it's going to take longer than any of us would like for the economy to fully recover. But there are plenty of steps we can take to speed up the recovery. There are things we can do right now to help create jobs and restore some of the financial security that so many families have lost. Now, the other side isn't so optimistic. They think all we can do is cut taxes, especially for the wealthiest Americans, and go back to letting banks and corporations write their own rules again. That's their plan. But I think they're wrong. We tried their ideas for nearly a decade, and it didn't work out so well. We can't go back to the same policies that got us into this mess. We've got to move forward. We need to build an economy where hard work and responsibility are rewarded, where you can find a good job, own your own home, maybe start a business, and give your kids the chance to do even better. And that's where we need to go, and I've been pushing Congress to help us get there by passing a few common sense policies that would make a difference. Democrats and Republicans have already done some important work together, from passing tax cuts for workers to opening up new markets for American products to reforming our patent system. But now we need to do more. That's why we made Congress a handy to-do list, just like the kind I get from Michelle. It's short, but each of the ideas on this list will help create jobs and build a stronger economy right now. First, Congress should stop giving tax breaks to companies that ship jobs overseas and use that money to cover moving expenses for companies that bring jobs back to America. Second, Congress should help the millions of Americans who've worked hard and made their mortgage payments on time refinance their mortgages at lower rates and save at least $3,000 a year. Third, Congress should help small business owners by giving them a tax break for hiring more workers and paying them higher wages. Small businesses are the engine of economic growth in this country. We shouldn't be holding them back. We should be making it easier for them to succeed. Fourth, if Congress fails to act soon, clean energy companies will see their taxes go up and could be forced to lay off employees. These companies are putting Americans to work and helping break our dependence on foreign oil. Congress should extend these tax credits. And finally, Congress should help our veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan by creating a Veterans Job Corps. Our men and women in uniform have served this country with honor. Now it's our turn to serve them. So that's Congress's to-do list. But now we need them to start crossing things off. I need you to call your members of Congress, write them an email, tweet, and let them know we can't afford to wait any longer to get things done. Tell them now is the time to take steps we know will grow our economy and create jobs. you're working harder, you're meeting your responsibilities, and your representatives in Washington should do the same. Let's push Congress to do the right thing. Let's keep moving this country forward together. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
Again, that was President Barack Obama. This is something he does every week. Some of y'all know about it, some of y'all don't. But the President of the United States addressed the world, really, but for sure the United States, every single week. I don't know if y'all know that or not, but you can always log on to the Internet and find out what his message is. You can stay in touch with the President move by move, step by step. He kind of does a good job on briefing everybody as to what's happened, what he's working on right there and there. So, again, that's his weekly address. We'll include that sometime, you know, just to do something a little different. So, again, that's the President's weekly address. I try to listen to it sometimes. Sometimes I don't. But whenever I feel kind of lost, out of touch with things, I will log on and see what he's saying. I know some of y'all are not politically active and you don't care about that kind of stuff, but it's very good to have an idea, especially if you're going to be sitting up and voting for folks. All right, people, I said I would talk about just real briefly, a little bit just very briefly, because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about movies and music and all this stuff. But some of y'all, this is interesting. Some of y'all are interested in this stuff, and that's why I'm talking about it, okay? So we want to talk about, and y'all can tell I'm rushing, but we want to talk about the top 10 movies real quick. And some of the stuff I endorse, some of the stuff I don't endorse, some of the stuff, you know, be careful, because a lot of these movies I haven't seen. The only movie I can recommend out of this whole 10 is Think Like a Man. Actually, it says Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. Very good movie. I saw some things I don't agree with, you know, with my belief system, but it's good entertainment. And the moral behind the whole movie is basically how it's just encouraging women to not play yourself cheap. Very good movie. But the number one movie grossing a whopping $373 million to date is Marvel's The Avengers. Can y'all believe that? Marvel, The Avengers, some people just call it The Avengers, has grossed to date $373 million. This weekend, the last weekend alone, it grossed $103 million. I know that's hard to comprehend. Next movie, I guess this is a good movie, don't know, ain't really promoting the movie, just letting y'all know what's going on, what people are doing. $28,800,000. The number two movie is going to be Dark Shadows. For those of y'all that are interested, Dark Shadows are very popular. Think Like a Man actually was number two, but it has failed to number three now. And now Dark Shadows is the number two movie. Number three, again, Think Like a Man. Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but the movie will justify it. It's not as bad as it sounds. Number four, The Hunger Games has grossed up to date. By the way, Think Like a Man has grossed to date $81 million. Not a lot, but it was popular. The first weekend, it popped out. At the box office, it was the number two, even though that's not a whole lot of money in comparison to these other movies. It did very good the first week. Okay, moving very quickly, The Hunger Games has grossed $386 million to date. It's the number fourth, the most popular movie. Number five, The Lucky One. Again, not endorsing any of these movies. It has grossed $53 million. The Pirates, Band of Misfits, kind of a funny movie. I saw the preview on that. It looks a good movie to see. I will endorse that one. $23 million. Then number seven, The Five-Year Engagement. Very funny movie. Very funny movie. Has some good morals here and there. Haven't seen the whole movie, so I can't endorse it. $24 million to date. Number eight, Best Erotic Marigold Hotel. The Best Erotic Marigold Hotel. I have no idea what that is all about. $3 million to date. Chimpanzee comes in number nine. And the last movie we'll discuss is Girl in Progress. Have no idea what it's about. But those are your movies. That's the most popular movies what most people are going to see in the United States. Now, I'm not going to even talk about the music. I'll just name briefly. Should I not? Yeah, we'll skip the music for this week. Instead, I want to just, again, I see some people that just logged on. So what I want to do right now is talk about, again, this thing that Chris Booker has, this barbecue, and I want to make sure everybody know what's happening with regards to the barbecue. Again, it's on the 15th of June, and the deadline to receive the money for this barbecue that's going to be held on the north side of Fort Worth is, y'all remember, I just told y'all twice, you remember, June the 5th. June the 5th, all monies for the barbecue that's supposed to be at Shawnee's supposed to be in by the 5th of June. So email Chris on Facebook if you want to know where to take your monies, but you have to have your monies in by the 5th, okay? And y'all work with him because it's hard to plan these things with a little money of your own waiting on family to bring their money in, and then everybody won't show up with the barbecue at the last minute trying to pay. All right, so let's support Chris on that. This is a family event, okay? A family event, June 4th, 15th. Again, money should be in by the 5th of June. All right, real briefly, some of y'all thought I should include the weather, so I will do it. But I'm only going to spend 30 seconds on this one. Right now, the temperature is 79 degrees Fahrenheit, Celsius. We know what Celsius is. That was funny. Let's talk about tomorrow. 82 degrees is going to be the high. The lowest is going to be 61. That's pretty good weather. Tuesday, 82 again, the highest. Lowest, 61. Wednesday, 88 is the highest. 63 is going to be the lowest. Pretty good weather. Thank the Most High for that. I really do. At this time, I want to go ahead and start our inspirational part of the show. What do you mean by inspirational part of the show? We got a few new listeners, and they probably wonder, what in the world does he mean by inspirational part of the show? Well, what this is a time where we allow one of our aunts, Aunt Robbie, who is a minister, to come in and share an inspirational thought. Now, please don't think you have to be Aunt Robbie or some minister in order to share an inspirational moment. You really don't have to be. It's just I thought, what better person to start this, but I'm looking for other people to share inspirational scriptures or words you feel like the Most High is saying to you, through you, to the family. That's fine. We welcome it. We welcome it. So at this time, I want to go ahead and allow Robbie to come on and just share what the Most High has given her, okay? And y'all will be blessed by her. She always does a good job. We'll play that in the background while she share her word. So, Aunt Robbie, you'll have a little black background music. So just all we ask is that you listen to what she is saying, okay? And after she finished, the song will still continue to play. Use that time to just think about what she has said, okay? So, Aunt Robbie, you got roughly tonight about 5 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and open up your phone line. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Seth.
How are you doing tonight, and happy Mother's Day.
I'm doing fine. Your cousin Don just left. He came by to wish me a happy Mother's Day. And I've been out to lunch with some of the other children. And, you know, it's just a blessing to know that somebody cares enough about you to have a little time for you. And some of them came to church this morning, and that was a blessing to look out and see them. And then I realized what a blessing it is for me to still be alive. And then I pray for those that didn't have mothers to be with them today. But, you know, God is good, and he can be a mother and a father for you if you don't have a mother and a father. The one thing that I've noticed in my lifetime that God put mothers, God made mothers, and mothers are very special people. And I can't help but remember some of the things that my mother taught me, some of the things that my mother taught hold to me. And just then, just watching my mother live, I learned a lot about life. Looked like to me, Mama could take nothing and make something out of it. And I watched her, pardon me, with the kind of faith that she had. I remember sometimes we'd leave home and I'd be wondering, what are we going to have this evening? Because I didn't see nothing, you know, that we were going to have to eat that evening. Because time was kind of tough, you know, that we were. I was born during the time of the Depression. And in 33, that was Depression time. But my mother could take Joe Bacon and fried crisps and make gravy and biscuits, and we would have milk. And it was just, to me, it was to come up, be coming in that door and smell it, and smelling that onion gravy cooking. You didn't know what, you knew it was something good, but you didn't know what it was. But Mama could take, just look like nothing, and make something out of it. And one of the desserts that she used to make that I thought I would, you know, and really I haven't had any in since she died, but my brother told me how some little old town, he was driving the truck one day and he stopped in and they had what you call a butter roll. And you just don't get that anymore. But it's a delicious dish. But there's a lot of things that I thought about today, you know. But I do want you to know, not only want my family members to know, that all of you mothers, you young mothers especially, you are special people. And the kind of love that God has given a mother and a child is a precious treasure. And it grows more beautiful every passing day. I watch some of you with your children, and I'm impressed with the kind of love that you have for your children. And one of the things I think about, one of the mothers of our family, one of the things that I think about Irene is gone. But one of the things I noticed, whatever she taught you guys, I noticed you stick together. And I don't ever remember hearing of any of you all being in trouble. Now, you may have been in trouble and nobody knew it, but that's one of the things that I have never heard. And I'm impressed, even though she's gone on, I am impressed with the things that she instilled in you that I watch how the girls, the mothers, her girls, how they have taken care and taught their families. Now, there are other things that I could talk about, but I don't have a lot of time. But I do want you to know that everybody, all women that have children, are not mothers. The difference between mamas and mothers. But I do want you to know that God did bless every child with a mother, and that's a blessing. And regardless of what kind of woman she is the mother that God gave you. And I believe with God's help, even if they're not responsible as we think they ought to be, some of the mothers, I'm not talking about family members now, I'm talking about mothers in general. If they aren't what we feel like they ought to be, I believe if we trust God, God can change their hearts. And I want to say to you, family members, especially the mothers, God bless you. You're special. And you're special for all the ways you bring. Sometimes you bring a bit of heaven to earth. You're special that God have blessed you for your thoughtfulness. You're special for your faith and the love that you show. And all the smiles that you leave behind everywhere you go. And that's the way, and speaking of smiles, I've never seen nobody that laughs as much as Tanya. And God bless you. God bless all of you mothers on this Mother's Day. And for all your lifetime through, God bless you with all the joy that you deserve just for being you. God bless you. God keep you. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks, Seth, for allowing me to say just another word.
Well, hey, Robbie, I just want to thank you for your words. And just hold on a second because somebody wants to comment. I think area code 817-703 had their hand up. If you want to comment, you know who you are. Your phone number starts with 703. Press 1 again. In the meantime, I'm going to go with somebody that does have a hand up right now. Area code 817-500. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yep.
Go ahead, you're on the air. Area code 817-500.
Hello, Seth.
Hello? Okay, I hear you, but somebody, y'all may have two speakers on at the same time. It's kind of a ringing, but go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'll just stop the music so I can hear you a little better, but go ahead.
Okay, hey, what's going on? Now, I'm just appreciating everybody what you said, because, you know, my little girl gave me some inspiration today. And most of the time, you don't really get inspiration from people. And, you know, the mother thing, and it's all good. And I appreciate everybody for saying what she said, because, you know, that right there really, it enlightens you. But what really enlightened me today, I got two enlightenments.
Now, hold on.
This is cool.
Hold on a second. Let me just, because we got a lot of people that don't know who you are. We want to make sure everybody knows who everybody is. We're talking to Morris. I'm just knowing by his voice. This is Morris. This is my brother. And he says, ain't Robert. So obviously, this is his nephew, Morris. His mother is Irene. Go ahead. We got a few listeners, new listeners tonight. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was just saying that, you know, as the day went by, my little girl called me. She said, Happy Mother's Day. And I'm like, Happy Mother's Day? Did you call tell your mother Happy Mother's Day? She said, Daddy. She said, I'm saying Happy Mother's Day to you because you taught me how to comb my hair. You taught me how to read. Also, when Mama couldn't do it, she said, you also taught me how to play basketball. You taught me how to study. You even taught me how to sit down and be a little lady. And she said, no, not just that. You told me a whole lot of other things. Not just Mama should get all the glory, but you've been a father and a mother too, you know. And I'm like, well, ain't that sound pretty strange because you don't usually hear that. But everything it must have been true because I never expected her to come out and say it like that. And that was so crazy because, you know, it was Mother's Day and then she come out and say that. But she was just telling me all the things that I've done. She said, well, Mama didn't do this. You did this. You know, you the one that taught me how to do this, and you taught me how to do that. And I said, yeah, but you're your mother. Yeah, Mama got her credit, but I'm just letting you know, I'm saying that to Mother's Day to you, because you've been a mother and a father, you know, to me, you know. So I have to say it like that, because if it wasn't for you, you know, growing up as a little girl, I wouldn't have known the things that I've known. I probably wouldn't even be playing sports right now, basketball. I probably wouldn't be making the grades that I'm making right now, because if it weren't for you, you're the one that taught me that. when she couldn't at the time, you took time out to make sure that you studied with me and you this and that. And I said, okay, then, I appreciate that. But it was just, I was just saying it because, you know, even though it's Mother's Day, it just stunned on me how she came out on me like that today, you know.
Well, that's a good point.
So really that's all I had to say, but I appreciate A. Robert for saying what she said. And, you know, it just a confidence builder. And, you know, and I'm glad that she seen with her own eyes and recognized, you know, who we may be or who we are. We're just nephews and family, but, you know, somebody can always say something good and give you your inspiration. So when you give up, that's what my answer for.
I appreciate that, Mars. Appreciate those words, and I think that Kayla, which is his daughter, who called him and thanked him for being there when his mother couldn't. I'm sure Mars ain't saying that his mother, her mother Denise, we're talking about, wasn't there. Denise is an awesome mother. Mars is just saying that Kayla extended Happy Mother's Day to him today, and we want to definitely acknowledge.
You're gonna be on in a minute.
But both Mars and Denise for the hard work. They got Kayla, the daughter, and then there's the Mars who's in college and doing very, very well. These kids don't need a whole lot of encouragement. They can, I call them strange because they don't need a whole lot of encouragement like a lot of kids do. And, Robbie, you want to respond to Mars before I put you on hold, and then to Mars I'm going to move on to another person I think they have to hand up. And, Robbie, you want to respond to him briefly?
I just want to say thanks for the comment.
Okay, all right. That's nice and sweet. Well, listen, Mars, I'm going to move on. If you or Aunt Robbie have a question or comment later on, y'all going to enjoy the guests, I'm telling y'all. Aunt Robbie, I know you normally go to bed early, but you may want to at least listen to the first 5 or 10 minutes of the guests because this woman grew up with us, and I talked to her a little bit, and I almost wanted to tell her, stop talking, because I want you to share what you're sharing right now on the air. She shares a bunch of fresh stuff none of us have even said as she experienced. She's a friend of the family. I'm not going to go into who she is. Y'all just got to listen at the top of the hour, okay? But Mars and Rob, I'm going to go ahead and put y'all on hold again. If y'all have any questions or comments later, press 1. Right now, both of y'all hands is up, so you need to press 1. And that's after I put you on hold, press 1. And then later on, if you have a question coming later, press 1 again, all right? Okay, so again, that was Mars and A. Robbie both comment, and I appreciate that. Mars, you got to press 1 on your phone. Your hand is still up. And for those of y'all that's new to listening, again, if you want to, Mars, you got to press 1 on your phone. But for those that are listening for the first time tonight and you want to have a question or comment, remember you have to press 1, and then you can come on and do just like Mars did, all right? So we'll be right back. I just want to take a short little break, and we'll be right back in a second. So y'all enjoy this commercial. I'm going to play a very important message from Hemp USA. I keep playing this every week. Y'all check these people out. We'll be right back.
This is Kayla.
This is Lydia.
You're listening to the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network.
Enjoy the show.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Okay, I'm back. I want to thank everybody for joining us for another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is the show, the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network, and we've done a lot so far tonight. If you just joined us, you missed out on a very important message from the President of the United States, the one and only President Barack Obama. He has a weekly show, a weekly address, excuse me, where he just kind of let everybody know what he has done for the week. If you want to keep up with the President, you don't have a whole lot of time to be invested in politics. It's a very good thing to do. Just type in weekly address. And it has it every single week he addressed the country. Also, we talked about the weather. So I'm sure you can get that from anywhere, but we did talk about it, so you could have got it from us. And we talked about a little update on the movies. Also talked about a little bit of news that happened around the family. Graduation for Caleb Howard, Moppy's son, who will be graduating 2012. Y'all need to really congratulate Caleb. Hit him on Facebook. Call him, text him if you can, send him congratulations. It's hard getting through school, so don't forget to support Caleb, okay? Also, Elizabeth, Miss Elizabeth McVeigh is also graduating. Hit her on Facebook, text her, let her know congratulations. It's hard work, folks. A lot of folks ain't graduating these days, so please support your family and friends, okay? Because we got a lot of friends listening. I'm talking to y'all, too. This ain't no just the Booker Douglas. We call the show the Booker Douglas Family and Friends. So we do lift up our friends equally as we do our family. You know, some of these families can't get together. We're no exception. Our family have issues just like some of y'all do. But this is why we include our friends. Sometimes friends is the glue. You know how when you was coming up and you couldn't get along sometime with your brothers, or maybe you're having a fight with your sister, and who helped out? A friend. So I don't know about no other family. We need our friends in this family. So again, family, if y'all have friends and you know that they have been indeed a friend to the family, let me know. Hit me on Facebook or email me. And I will bring them on and interview them just like we are doing with our friend tonight, okay? And again, this is a mystery guest tonight. I'm not letting y'all know who they are to the very last minute. So stay tuned, okay? Very dear friend of our family. So anyway, Elizabeth and Caleb are graduating. Caleb is graduating the 26th of May, and Elizabeth on the 30th of May, all right? I think I know the times, but I'm not going to mention it because I may get it wrong. Next week, I'll give y'all more specific information on that, more details. And, well, let's say what else did we cover so far. Also, the barbecue, I mentioned this, this is my fourth time, so don't forget to have your event with Chris Booker by the 5th of June. Very important. I cannot stress it enough. This time, I want to do a little comedy. I always like to throw in a little comedy. And by the way, y'all, don't get offended by the comedy if y'all hear a little curse word here or there. Come on, y'all. You live in a world. Some of y'all look at movies, R-rays, and y'all see a whole lot more than what we do on this little blog with a few curse words here and there. So I just think this is so neat that they have this on the internet that we can laugh. So, again, y'all, loosen up. loosen up. Some of y'all are just religious, and you just, I'm being real. I'm talking about old people, young people. I've seen them, and they come in all shapes. The Most High want us to laugh. Otherwise, he wouldn't give us the ability to laugh. And some of this stuff we see, we almost have to laugh just to go through life. So I just want y'all to check this out, and we'll play Miss Small Fire. She is a comedian, a very funny lady. And when she's done, we'll be back to, by that time, it'll be time to interview our guest. So we'll be right back. This is Small Fire, a very funny lady. Check her out.
How many of y'all mamas? How many mamas in the place? Mama stuck with me, though, because, you know, I ain't always do, you know, Christian comedy. You know, I start off on the other side. I believe I see a few witnesses. You know, I start out on the other side, but Mama stuck with me, you know. She stuck with me. She supported me until I came and brought it on in. But, you know, every time, you know, they had a revival, she was trying to invite me on in, trying to get me real saved. You know. Yeah. Because, you know, all that kind of say, you know, I was saved, but there's some stuff I was still trying to hold on to. You know that kind of say, you be saved, but not quite delivered. There it is. That's where I was, you know. So every time they had revival, Mama invited me out. Baby, what you doing this week? I said, I'm working every night. You must have heard about the revival. I said, yes, ma'am, they had it on the radio. She said, oh, okay. You in town? I said, yes, I'm in town. Okay, then. She said, well, what time you get finished? I said, I get finished around 10. She got me. She said, well, you know, we still be in service. Won't you just stick your head in the door? I said, okay, Mama. You know, you got to please Mama. So I tried to get to the church. You know, he's about 12. But, you know, I'm trying to get there for the catfish dinner. Because the mother's boy did not play. You can get 3 pieces of catfish, coleslaw, and spaghetti for $3. And the sweet tea was free. So, you know, I'm trying to get the catfish dinner. I get to the church midnight, right? I see the lights still on. I said, well, maybe they're getting ready to have a benediction. Honey, I walk in that church, people running around in circles, jumping over pews. The preacher hadn't even got up yet. These folks ain't ready to go nowhere. I'm going to wait them out. So I go, I sit on the back pew. I'm going to wait them out. Sit right here until they finish. The preacher got up. Y'all sat down. Stop the music. Stop that music. Y'all sat down. Come here, baby. Now, I'm on the back row, but I do like everybody else. Ooh. He said, you that just come in. Come here, daughter. Come here. I'm walking down there, I'm like, Lord, come on. I said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired. Please don't let that man knock me down. I get down there, and true enough, he had a word from God. So he told me what God had. But evidently, God didn't tell him what I said. Because before I knew, I was on the floor. And y'all, I promise, a lady out of nowhere just came and threw some cover over me. I said, well, all right, then, all right. And then another lady came, and for no reason at all, she just started fanning me. So I called, appreciate it. Because I went on ahead and took me a nap. Now, that's what I call resting in the Lord. Honey, when I woke up, church was over. But nobody there but me and them two ladies. And they just walking by me. God is really doing the work on her. I turned over. I said, yes, he is. Been shouting. I mean, you showing up feeling the spirit. You have been shouting. You was getting ready to run down the aisle, and you saw somebody big coming down the aisle. You're like, oh, no. Think I'll take this route right now. This look a little safer. Now, you know, the ushers will look out for you, don't they? They make sure don't nothing happen to you. I don't shout unless I got an usher with me. I feel the spirit. I'm like, oh, ooh, hold on. Can I get an usher over here, please? Yeah, I feel the spirit. Thank you, baby. Watch my purse coming too. Us is gonna look out for it. They will look. Say, I'll crump. You know, I'll crump for Christ. So what I did, I got me a job at the church because I figured that would give me an incentive. What is it, babe? Yeah, that's it. A reason to be there on a regular basis. So I started playing the drums in the church, you know what I'm saying? Because that came easy to me. I was already a little tomboy, so you know I played the drums. And it was easy because I played doing testimony service. Y'all know all them songs go to the same beat anyway. Only problem I had when the older women like to make up their own songs. And then get mad at me because I can't keep up with them. I'm like, hey, now, you the one over there freestyling. You the only one in here know the words. So hold on, Jesus. I'll be there in a minute. Hold on, Jesus. I'll be there in a minute. And you're like, she is making this up. And my grandmama, she just remixed Jesus on the main line. I know y'all know the traditional version. Go, Jesus on the main line. Oh, Jesus on the main line. Jesus on the main line. Oh, call him up and tell him. You go, grandma. Oh, 569 him. You know, when they testified, they explained the song that they made up. He said, you know, Jesus might call you, but you might not be there. But don't worry, all you got to do is start 69 your back to see where you are. Grandmama, I think you lost it. Now, y'all know how preachers, they be preaching, and then after they preach, they fall into like a prophetic anointing, and they can just start prophesying to anybody. This preacher did that. He finished preaching. He called people like, come here, you. So it ended up being like 20 people in the line. And I was first, you know, I was sitting closer to the front, so I ended up first in the line. He was standing there. He was prophesying to me. He was like, look at me, baby. He kept saying, look at me, baby, look at me. But it was hard. I don't know what was going on with him. I don't know if he just ate an onion garlic sandwich. It was, you know, it's hard to stare something like that in the face, you know. And I was trying, I was okay. But I wanted to be submissive, so I was looking at him. Let me move my half so y'all can see something. And you know, you trying to look at that, you know, face it on, you know. My eyes start tearing up. So, you know, once you blink, that's it. You know, tears are rolling down my face. But the altar workers didn't have a clue. They said, ooh, she is really receiving. She is really receiving. I'm like, yeah, but y'all don't know what. And I'm not a selfish person. I mean, I stood there and I took it like a woman of God. I stood strong. But I didn't want these people behind me to go through what I was going through. So I began to seek wisdom. I said, now how can I let this man know what's going on without causing a scene, without embarrassing anybody? I said, I got to let him know. These folks might can't take it like I can take it. And it came to me. I ain't gonna say where it came from, but it came to me. We always talk about God told me. It came to me. I said, I'm gonna tell him in another language. So when he finished prophesying to me, something said, now, baby, now. So I told him, I said, tick tack, tick tack, tick tack. Peppermint. Do it right now. do it right now. Please do it right now. Y'all dead wrong.
Y'all know that woman is crazy. All comedy is based on reality. All right, here's a song reminding everybody to keep on fighting. After this, we will have our guests on. Don't go nowhere. This is our Wall Talkers. Keep on fighting. While that's queuing up, I just want to remind everybody, stay tuned. Again, this is a guest that's been around the family forever. Don't go anywhere, all right? Again, this is Keep On Fighting by Walter Hawkins and Up in the Choir.
My friends tell me there's
Okay, we're back. Again, thank you everybody for joining in to another episode of Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. This is the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. I am Seth, Irene's son, who is the daughter of Caleb and Azalee Booker, folks from the north side, although we got relatives all over the place. If you're friends of the family joining us tonight, some of y'all are friends of the guest that's going to be on, welcome to the show, welcome to the show. And we're still waiting on our guest. I know that she had church tonight, but hopefully she will be calling pretty soon here. I know that she said she would be definitely try to be on time, but y'all know our church runs over sometimes. So she figured for sure she'd be done by 10, so I'm expecting her to call. But about that song that just went off, keep on fighting, keep on fighting, keep on fighting. You know, everybody always say that. But sometimes you wonder, do people know just what you're going through? I mean, for real. Do they have any clue what you're going through? You see some people saying keep on fighting, and maybe they're very well educated, and they was raised on the proper side of town, and they was exposed to this, that, and the other, and you just wonder, you know, do they even have a clue? But I'm of the persuasion that pain is relevant. And what I mean by that is it don't matter where you was raised at. Pain is pain. And when people are going through this, that, and the other, you can't say because, you know, you got 15 problems and they have three that it's going to be their pain is lighter, or your pain, their pain is lighter than yours. There are some people that have those two problems to your 15 problems that will go jump off a bridge just to show you how much pain they're in. So, you know, life is very, very complicated at times. But the song said, keep on fighting. And you know what I'm learning? And we're just waiting on our guests to call. What I'm learning, people, is the fight, it don't have nothing to do with flesh and blood. Y'all know what the scriptures say in Ephesians. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And don't forget what Paul told Timothy. War with the prophecies that have went before you. War, Timothy, with the prophecies that have went before you. War with what has been prophesied on your life. What is the word that you have been given? War with that. One scripture says something very strange. It says, let the weak say, I'm strong. Is that lying? No, because it's a temporary situation. The weak, if they're trusting in the Most High, is strong. So I don't just play these songs just to be filling time. I pick songs very carefully. And that song right there has helped me over and over and over again. Walter Hawkins, and I remember I really idolized these people. And I idolized them, so I actually got a hold of Tremaine one time and was talking to her because she was a mentor to me. And I remember talking to her. Tremaine Hawkins is the one that actually told me about the MCI when it first came out. And I idolized these people, and the Most High convicted me of that, and I quit doing that. I quit idolizing. And I just started listening to the message. You know, so many of these gospel artists, they just regular everyday people, and that's all they are. But the message of keep on fighting and what is this and change and going up yonder, these folks, I'm telling you, we'll never know what these songs have done to just encourage us to just stay in the fight. So I take that song very serious. And I'm talking tonight. I know tonight is Mother's Day. By the way, happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. If you didn't hear the message earlier, I really mean that. And hopefully y'all heard Aunt Robbie's message to you. If you didn't, when the show is off, go back to www.blogtalkradio.com. And I'll make it real easy. Go to the website, blogtalkradio.com, and then do a search for the number five, Smooth Stones. Move down to the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network to this show on today's date, with today's date on it, and listen to Aunt Robbie's. So listen to whatever you missed, really, because you missed a lot of this stuff. But also hear her message on to the mothers, okay? Very important. We respect the inspirational part of the show. But again, listen to the whole show, anything you missed, because we try to provide y'all with stuff that the family could really use. But Tremaine has a song. And again, I'm looking at the board and trying to keep up with what's going on. I don't see I guess it's called. Maybe somebody can remind her. I know several people on the phone lines know her. But anyway, she did say she may be a little late. So anyway, let me just share something with you real quick while we wait. So this is very inspirational. At least it was to me. Tremaine, speaking of the Walter Hawkins and the Hawkins singers and Love Center Choir and all them people, again, I used to idolize them. I used to know everything about them. I mean, again, I actually spoke with them because I had them in the wrong position in my life. And I changed. But there was a song called Holy One. And it says, the word goes like this. The lyrics go like this. Holy One, I'll never, ever let you down no more. No more, I'll never let you down. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Holy One by Tremaine Hawkins, very important song. But I found out something. That song is very unscriptural. What do you mean by it's unscriptural, Seth? What do you mean? The song is totally unscriptural. If David let the Most High down, if Moses let the Most High down, if Solomon let the Most High down, and even Christ, who knew he didn't let him down, I know y'all thought I was going to say that, I didn't say that, but remember even Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane said, Father, if it is possible, can we do another plan here? He said, can this cup pass by? If I can talk tonight, when Christ was in Gethsemane, he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass by me. Because he understood what it meant to be separated from the Father. He obeyed the Father, unlike Solomon and all those other people. But what I'm saying, we all get tempted to do something different. And unlike Christ, Solomon, Moses, and all those other people I named, they disobeyed. They erred. They let the Father down over and over again. Now, if these patriarchs let the Father down, what in the world do I have business singing a song, I'll never let you down? And then when most of y'all who love that song, that have heard that song, you sing it, of course you're going to mean it because you talk to the Father. And what happens when you sing? Well, that song literally almost caused me to backslide. Backslide meaning turn my back, leave the church, forsake this whole thing because I kept lying. I kept lying. I would say, I'm never going to let you down. I find myself lying. I find myself doing things that's anti the word, completely in a different direction than what the word said. I continued to sing that song because I felt like, you know, there was scripture that said, if you love me, you keep my commandments and all these things. And I kept saying, well, yeah, this is the right song to sing. But in reality, I didn't understand until a man by the name of Andrew Womack, some of y'all know who he is, this brother, along with a gentleman by the name of Brian Rudd, and maybe Jerry Savelle just a little bit hit on it, but not like Brian Rudd did and Andrew Womack. And they began to teach how that when Christ came, thanks to Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8, especially Romans 7, where Paul is talking about a struggle he had in his flesh. He went on to say, now, wait a minute. I'm finding myself to do things that I hate. And remember, this is the man that wrote half the Bible, half the New Testament, most of the New Testament. He said, I find myself doing things that I hate and that I love. He wasn't finding a way to do it. Y'all know Romans 7, very important. Some people think something happened between Romans 7 and Romans 8, like Paul changed his way, he got born again. Remember, this is Apostle Paul we're talking about. He already wrote most of those books when he said this. When he said, there is therefore now no condemnation for them who walk in the Spirit, he wasn't talking about something different he did. He was saying that in Romans 7, he was walking in the Spirit, and his spirit is what was craving the things of God. Yet his flesh was craving the things of this world. No matter how spiritual we get, no matter how we get on the Lord, I don't care if you see two glory clouds, one on one side of the cathedral and another one on the other one, and one of them on your head. Your flesh always craves this world. It's not saved. It won't be saved until we see the Messiah. So our flesh will always crave this world. If we don't do like Paul say and keep it under, it will run our lives. That's why the Bible says if you live in the Spirit, which we do if we believe, it says then walk in the Spirit. Paul lived in the Spirit, and he was led by his Spirit, meaning his spirit was craving to do the things of God while his outward man was perishing. The Bible says, though our inward man, let me say it another way to some of y'all that's still not clear on what I'm saying. Again, we're waiting on our guest to appear. She's out getting out of church and says she might be late. Real quick. The Bible says, and I wasn't prepared to teach as I would have more scriptures where you can find it, but some of y'all Bible thumpers, y'all know what I'm saying to be true. And if not, you can always press one and correct me. The Bible says, though our outward man perish, our inward man is being renewed day by day. Inside, this inside of our spirit is what has been born again. Our flesh has never been born again. So I don't know how holy somebody thinks they are. You know how you see those people in church and they look like they ain't never done nothing wrong? It's all an illusion. They ain't no holier than Moses, Elijah, David, Solomon. Though our outward man perish, meaning it craves this world, is in a state of decay. This is one of the reasons we see death. Our spirit, however, if we're born again, craves the thing of this world. And the Bible also says it cries, Abba, Father, oh, Father, oh, Father, oh, Father. Oh, Father, help me, Father, even when we are violating the sin, even when we're violating the scriptures. Have you ever noticed, born-again believers, I'm talking to you right now, that when you do mess up, a part of you is craving the Father. While that part of you wanting to tell that lie, do whatever wrong it is, and I ain't going to go pulling out no ruler, wrong is wrong, sin is sin. But while you're in the middle of your mess, a little closet, some of y'all got a skeleton y'all got in the closet. You ever notice in the middle of your mess, inside your spirit is crying out, Abba, Father, oh God, oh God. Do you notice there's some people that when they mess up, they don't have that? They don't have that at all. Nothing in them cries, Abba, Father, oh my. Their body, soul, spirit is craving to do that wicked thing they're doing. They ain't nothing in them crying out. I got a question for you. If the Father comes, me and my sister had this all the time. Donald and I talk about this all the time. If the Father comes, if the Messiah returns to the earth, and you're found slipping, but your spirit is crying out like I said it does, and you know it does whenever we're doing this wrong, how much sense does it make to put you and that spirit that's crying out, that is born of the Father, that's crying out to the Father, that's the Bible says in one place, it's born of God, that spirit inside of you, that born-again spirit, the one that really is saved, the real you. How much sense does it make to put that person in the lake of fire for 729 billion years when that part of you was craving the things of God? Answer that question for me. And I bet you're going, most people do. Want to play a little something for you, and this is some that I strongly encourage we do. And then by this time, I'm expecting our guests will be here. And y'all just really think about this song. Y'all still think about that question I asked you, didn't you? And it's a very important question because people want to throw everybody in hell, but the Bible says by the first Adam, many fail. We all agree by Adam, everybody fail, everybody say, oh, yeah, we know about the first Adam. The first Adam, everybody fail. The Bible says by the second Adam, much more, and I love those two words probably more than any other words in the Bible, much more, because that makes it clear that more than that fell by Adam is going to live by Christ. Now, I know that the road is narrow, as the Bible says. I know about that road. But remember, there's going to be sons of honor and sons of dishonor. But both of them are sons. Check this out. This is a good message to everybody. Check it out.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Oh! For the kingdom suffering violence, but the violent, take it by force!
Don't say it, I don't know what will. I want it all back. I love the list. He went through it all, didn't he? He went down the line. Before I go on, I want to thank Ing Roberts. She's still holding, and I know she have an early bedtime. If y'all wasn't listening, I missed Ing Roberts' presentation to the mothers. Again, you missed it. Rewind the show, like I said earlier. But I want to just thank her for thinking, for acknowledging Mama and her kids and how she feel like we have done very good. She mentioned that we haven't been in any trouble. Truth of the matter is, Ing Roberts, I've done some of the same things some of these young boys have done in prison, just didn't get caught. Just to be very honest with you. Of course, I ain't robbed no banks and nothing serious, but I've stole, done little stuff that, you know, young people do. I just didn't get caught. As a matter of fact, I remember, I'll tell you something funny. And Robin, again, pays us a compliment. For those of you, I don't know what I'm talking about because you just joined the church. She was talking about two mothers. She was talking about mothers. She happened to mention my mother, Irene, and she was saying how good her kids come out, meaning me, Donna, Mars, Moppy, Putt, and Verna, who we call Moppy. And so she was just saying how good we turned out. We've never been in trouble with the law, and we stick together. I just want to let her know that probably out of all of them, I took some chances. You know, I've done some things, but I was just probably a little slicker, or maybe Mama was praying. I don't know. But I remember, just tell you one little thing real quick, and y'all may get a laugh out of this. But what I would do, I would go to the city hall, you know, downtown. And back then, police station was at the city hall. And I would go there after school. I'm getting tickled thinking about this. I would go to the city hall, and the policewoman was all around back at the city hall. This is where you go pay your water bill, used to be. And I would go in there every day because, you know, we didn't have much money. Mama might have gave you bus fare, but she didn't give you no. She might have gave you bus fare and lunch money, but she didn't give you no after school snacking. So I would go down there and what all those policemen around. I would just take little Hostess ding dong, little cookies and stuff, because if they ever said something to me, I would be like, "Lady, do you think I was still with all these policemen around?" So you should have got a good laugh on that. At least I thought it was funny. So I'm going to put Don on the spot. I see she's on the line, and we're still waiting, I guess. And hopefully she comes. She really said she was going to show up. She said she would be glad to call the show, and I gave her the number. So hopefully, and any of y'all know her, please give her a call and let her know. Call the show, lady. You know, but I don't think she forgot. So it must be the big guy. You know how holiness people is. They get to having church and the spirit get to, you know, but she did say she would call. So we'll give a few more minutes. While we're waiting on her, again, if anybody know her, please call her and say, hey, call the show. But, Donna, I want to put you on the spot. I'm pretty sure this is your phone number. And get your comment on what Ing Roberts said earlier. All right, so I'm going to open up the phone line. Donna, you there?
Maybe you could fill me in there, sir.
Hold on a second. You know what? I think I'm lost there. Well, I tell you what, I think I see another sister on the line because this is Irene Kidd she was talking about. So, Donna, call back, please. Erico 940, please call back. In the meantime, Tanya, I'm going to pick on you since I know your phone number. I know this is you. I don't know if you got a chance to hear what Aunt Robbie was saying about Irene Kidd, but I want you, this is Mother's Day. You might want to wish her happy Mother's Day, as well as comment on what she had to say about Irene Kidd while we're waiting on our guests. So, Tanya, are you there? Hello? Are you there, Tanya? Well, I take it there's some issues with the phone. That's what happens when you open up a line without people pressing one. They might step away from the phone and go put some roast in the oven or whatever. But we'll check back with her in a second. But she didn't press one. She didn't press one to ask me on the phone line. I was picking on her. So, Tanya, if you hear me, press one. I'm going to wait till I see your hand before I open up the phone line again. Again, I know some of y'all do others. I listen to the show. But, hey, Rob, again, thank you. Really appreciate that compliment. And Mama did raise us in a fear and admonition of the Lord. She really did. Mama wasn't perfect. You know, I kept to get on some of my siblings, because when they come on the show and they start talking about Mama, they oftentimes talk like she was this great angel. She wasn't. Mama was a human being just like anybody else, but she figured out something about life. She can't make it without the Most High. And Mama didn't know a whole lot about the Bible when she first gave her life to the Lord, so she just took her kids to church every single day. I figured this is how she would say it. I'm going to take you niggas to church. Y'all going to learn something. You know, she said, nigga, all y'all, all older people back then, and I'm not including you, but I would say most young people, older people back in the day would say, nigger. And Mama would say, you niggas going to church tonight. And so we would just be angry, mad at her. And she took us to church every single day. And so we learned so much about church. It was ridiculous. Stuff we shouldn't have learned, we learned. Stuff we're supposed to learn, we learned. And yes, it did keep us out of prison, and I don't want to mention prison too hard, because a lot of these brothers is in prison for unjust reasons, and they was raised just as good as my mother Irene did with us. I definitely have to say that. But Mama, and this is Mother, and I feel it's in order, again, waiting on our guest to call. Mama, what she did, I think she just said, I don't know all about the Bible, but I know somebody at their church knows. I'm just going to take my kids every day. And so we didn't see a whole lot. We lived in the projects. We lived in the Eastside Butler Projects. And yes, there was gunshots. We never saw nobody get shot. Yes, there was fights. But we wasn't really scared of nobody beating us up. Yes, there was burglary. Nobody never broke in our house. Yes, there was car theft. Nobody never broke in our car. We didn't have a car most of the time, but when we did have a car, we never experienced that. We just never seen hardly nothing. And we live in the Eastside Projects. Yes, there was the glass key, not very far from us, the most dangerous place you can probably go in the state of Texas. Never came near our dwelling. You know, the Bible says it like this in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I know beyond a shadow of doubt, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, I know that my mother believed and prayed. The prayer faith, the prayer faith temple where we went, I ain't gonna lie. Now, Donna can probably come on and chew me out about this. I don't care for the church. Yes, we learned a lot, but we saw too much. We saw too much craziness. Maybe that was the Most High preparing us for what we go through now, because now I'm not intimidated by church folks. I'm not intimidated by prophets. I'm not intimidated by the little white stocking missionaries that try to give you their look and try to scare you. I'm not controlled by pastors. I'm not moved by big churches. I'm not moved by big ministries. I've seen so much gain in churches till I'm sure I learned it from prayer faith.
But I also saw some very powerful people, miracles and demons coming out of people and demons using people's bodies and speaking to them. This is as a child we saw this stuff. Every day, like, what's new? There's a woman with a demon being cast out. Watch, here come the demon. Here it comes. There it goes. Just keep my hand on the Bible and Mars pass me that now later. Mama raised us up in the church, folks. So we saw the good, the bad, the ugly. That's why to this day, I speak for myself, am not intimidated by church folk at all. And again, I'm waiting on the guest to call. So I said all that to say that I'm not a fan of prayer faith, because prayer faith also produced some of the most wanted criminals in the city, not calling no names. And a lot of us young people slept way too much in those churches. We learned a lot, but there's a whole lot more we could have learned. And when you go to church from the time you're 7 to the time you are 12 years old every day, when I say every day, let me make sure we're talking about the same kind of man. We're talking about 7 days a week. We was at church 7 days. 7 days. Mama, I guess you said, hey, I'm going to make sure y'all don't see nothing. Now, do I think it's excessive? Yes. Would I raise my kids like that? No. Well, your mother, did she? Yes, that's what God gave her. I would not take my kids to church every day. But I understood what she did, Aunt Robbie, and anybody else listening. She was trying to preserve her kids. Somebody said, well, you got to show the world. You can't hide your kid. Well, that theory goes out the window. You should shelter your kids. You can't expose your kids to everything. I get into this argument all the time. People at work, they say, well, you know, you got to show your kids this, show your kids that. How did somebody argue me? Somebody one time argued me and said that, you know, because I didn't want my kids to see what's happening in the hood, they ain't seen the real world. And I'm like, that's your real world. It's all kind of folk that's productive and successful, and they don't know what crack look like. They don't know what a drive-by look like. They don't know what somebody's selling. This guy was trying to tell me one time that my kids need to know when somebody's selling drugs. See, that guy, he's selling. And to show you, well, I need to know that. I'm only if they're going to be in the streets. If they're going to be in the streets, yeah, they need to know the hood. But I don't want to be in the streets, friend. So we would argue about that. But anyway, make the long story short, Mama, I think, did the best she could by exposing us to prayer faith. Prayer faith, again, had the best and the worst. And that's why I endorsed the place, because the worst was there too. I mean, I saw preachers that weren't living worth nothing, but they come in there with these fake miracles, and people would believe in them because of the miracles they thought they saw, and those people would really believe God. And God had to honor their faith. But the person that they was believing in wasn't living worth a quarter. But they had these different fake miracles to get the people to believe. And it's happening all throughout the church world, even on some of these networks. And like, you know, I ain't going to call them no name, but some of these Christian networks, a lot of these miracles y'all see ain't real. But the faith of the people is. And God has to honor the faith. And guess what happened? They get healed. For real. That's the oldest in the church. So thank you. Someone just sent me a message. Appreciate that. So anyway, again, folks, I want to just did I finish what I was saying to Aunt Robbie? Yes, I did. I just wanted her to know that I appreciate her words, her compliment of Mama, you know, just know that Aunt Robbie, we ain't perfect. You know, I remember coming over your house, and folks, this is Mother's Day, so this is totally in line with me talking to my Aunt Robbie, who was on hold. We're waiting on our guests. But I'm going to tell her this in front of everybody, and I hope everybody's listening. You can do the same thing to your aunt or your mother. But Aunt Robbie, when we used to go to her house, we used to not like her for one thing she used to do to us. And Robbie used to say to us, why do y'all like to eat second and third plate? Irene shouldn't be feeding y'all that much food. Because Mama used to make these big old pots of beans, and she used to feed us like, and it's a wonder we all ain't fat, but Mama felt like this. My kids, if they don't get nothing else, they're going to eat until they fall out. So, Mama, we could go back for seconds and thirds and fourths. Ain't Robbie one like that. You go to her house, you're going to have a three-course meal. You're going to have the meat and vegetables, and you might have some cornbread and drink. And once you're done, that's it. What are you looking at me for? And I'm tipping. It might not be funny to her, but it was funny. It's funny now looking back. But me and Mark back in the day, that's, we love Eric and Vance and Greg. We love going there playing with our cousins. But we was not happy when it was time to eat because Aunt Robbie wasn't on no glutton. And again, Mama just was trying to just please us the best she could. And we loved them seconds and thirds and fourths. And all I guess, even Aunt Robbie's kids, when they came over, Eric, the few times they did come over, because, you know, and love the fact they go back and get seconds. But, you know, ain't none of them overweight, so Aunt Robbie obviously had that dietary thing down. And I respect both Mama and Irene, Mama and Aunt Robbie. So, folks, I don't know where I guess is at. I guess they had, like I said, service ran over. She did have service tonight. And let me just go ahead and tell everybody who the guest is so y'all won't keep y'all guessing. The guest is a very long-time friend. Hold on a second. I think, let me see if Tanya's back online before I talk about who the guest is. Just bear with me. I'm not trying to tease y'all either. Hold on one second. Erica 817-291. Tanya, you on the phone right now? Hello, Tanya? I don't know. I think her phone is jacked up or something. But anyway, let me just go ahead and tell everybody who the guest is. And that might not be Tanya's phone number. I didn't even think of that. But for sure it's not our guest. But if our guest is here, is on the phone, and you want these phone numbers that I can't recognize, don't forget, press 1. Press 1. If you are listening to me, you are the guest. And by the way, the guest is Miss Virginia. Miss Virginia from Eastside Projects is going to be our guest for tonight. And let me tell y'all a little bit about Miss Virginia. Hopefully she comes. It would be, embarrassing if you give her this long introduction that she never showed. But anyway, Miss Virginia, I'll tell you about a conversation I had with her. I was so blessed by her the other day. We talked, and Miss Virginia was one of Mama's best friends. And we always called her Miss Virginia. somebody sent me something funny with regards to what I just said. But Miss Virginia was one of Mama's best friends. And Mama liked Miss Virginia because Miss Virginia was in the world. And I think, I don't really know if Mama led her to the Lord or how Miss Virginia came into the church. I really don't know what happened. But she ended up being a believer. Miss Virginia loved her some Miss Irene. And she talked so much about Mama yesterday, I had to invite her on the show. Again, we don't want to make the shows about Irene and her kids, but I've reached out over and over and over to the other side of the family. Y'all should know by now, I'm trying to get everybody in this family, Booker side, Douglas side. So I'm not going to keep apologizing. Y'all just got to let me know you want to come on the show or friends. Again, if you have friends that you even know, you want me to interview, and they can talk about your side of the family. I don't care. We'll bring them on and ask them whatever you want. You can give me a list of questions to ask your friends. They're welcome. Any friends of the family that want to come on the show or talk about this family, and keep it positive, you're more than welcome to, okay? But Miss Virginia and I talked yesterday. This is the guest we're going to have on. Again, she lives in the Eastside Projects. And I know some of y'all say, what projects? Why are we listening? Because in the project was birthed a lot of good friendships. And if people in the projects can build something strong that lasts a lifetime, such as the friendship between my mother and Miss Virginia, and you hear the way this lady talk about Mama and how she didn't judge her and showed her love, Miss Virginia really took me back talking about our childhood. And I don't want to spoil the interview, but, you know, she was just talking about stuff that all of us forgot. Donna, we did a show on Mama not too long ago, my mother Irene, and I just simply didn't mention some things that Miss Virginia brought up. So I wanted her to come on the show and share with everybody this side of Mama. Mama was probably one of her best friends is not her best friend. She got a whole new angle on my mother than what the kids, me, Donna, Mars, Tanya, and Putt, would have. And I know Putt is no longer here, but I'm just saying, whatever we would say, Miss Virginia knew her. Mama, Virginia stuff, she didn't tell her kids. So I wanted her to come on tonight, and I'm going to give her a few more minutes, and then we're just going to conclude that the church service went over. Because that is the only way. She was so excited about coming. So it's the only way she's not going to show tonight if that service went over and she had a key part to play in that service. But anyway, she was talking about how Mama just loved her. And she said a lot of people judged her back then. And she said, your mama was one of the few people that just constantly encouraged me and would say, Virginia, now we're getting ready to go to church now. It starts at this time. You know, I want you to be ready and I want you to go with me. And sometimes she would go with Mama and sometimes she wouldn't. And let me do this. Somebody has a question or comment. Let me first of all see what's going on. Area code 972303. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello.
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 Hello. Go right ahead. This is Seth.
Seth, this is Aunt Vern. How you doing?
How you doing? You coming in real loud and clear. I mean, you got a lot of speakers there in your house.
We're sitting right here in the house. I got my grandson Christian, great grandbabies over here for Mother's Day, and I told Christian about your network, and he's over here listening.
Well, good, Christian. I appreciate that, and the grandbaby there. Well, happy Mother's Day, Aunt Vern. It's always good to hear from you, and I know people probably listen saying, who is Aunt Vern? That popped on the line with the loudspeaker. Well, this
I don't know what I got my speakerphone.
No, that's okay. You're fine. But this is my aunt, obviously. My aunt, I call Aunt Vern, and she is, y'all heard from Aunt Robbie earlier, this is her sister, again, Caleb and Anthony, another one of their children. And this is Mama's sister also, all these are sisters. And so welcome to the show. Good, you know, Aunt Vern did a show, by the way, too. She's, if y'all want to hear her interview, we did about, I guess, I don't know, 2 months ago. It's good to hear your voice, though. So you had a good day, a good Mother's Day, huh?
Yes, and I heard from Morris Wayne, and I heard from all my nieces and nephews, but I did not hear from you.
That's because you was going to call me, and I was going to tell you online. Everybody
okay.
Listening.
Well,
okay, more glitter, more glitter.
Okay.
But no, in my defense, I did send out a massive email of, I don't know if you didn't get it, maybe you gave me your home number, but I sent a message to all the mothers, and I think I might have did, maybe I sent it to your home number versus your cell, because, you know, you got like 3 or 4 phone numbers, I think, out there. But anyway,
yeah.
But anyway, we was going to have a guest on tonight, and I don't know what happened. She did say she had a service to attend, but I was talking about Miss Virginia. Do you remember Miss Virginia from the Eastside Projects? Mama had to talk about her 1,000 times. I know she had a lot of friends there, but Miss Virginia, I know for a while, was her best friend. I know for a while, at least they talk. I know I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like Miss Sister Cooper, but she for a minute there, her and Miss Virginia was like, you know, cake on ice cream. Do you remember Miss Virginia at all? Does that ring a bell?
I know Miss Virginia. I'm from Alma Jean's friend, but I didn't know Irene's friend named Virginia.
Yeah, from the East Side. I think, not real sure, but she might have dated one of the Douglases, but that's, I probably shouldn't mention that part. But anyway, I think they, you know, that rings a bell. But anyway, she's a very strong advocate for Mama. I mean, she really was just talking about, we were talking about Mother's Day here before you call, and we're waiting on her to call, so I was just kind of reminiscing about some of the things she was saying. But let me ask you this, sir, did you go to church today?
Yes, I did. How was
service at your church?
Huh?
How was service today?
Oh, service was nice. It was wonderful. We had good service. And then we and after service we went to Chris's house to have a dinner over in Frisco, and he had his chef to come in. He was so good. And you know what, Seth, what I did today for the first time? I was able to see Chris over on his computer, and he could see us coming in the door. It's called this thing called a spike, or whatever you call it. Skype.
Skype.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna fool with Skype, but I mean I do Skype sometimes. You can actually do Skype on this program, but I'm not trying to do no video. I don't want nobody looking at me, because I'm sitting up right now with my toes all out, and I don't want nobody looking at me at all. You know.
Well,
so
he was.
If y'all could see, if you
him.
Could see how I look. If you could see how I look, Aunt Vern, you probably wouldn't listen to the show.
Well, anyway, but I know, but he was sitting there looking at all of us come in the door and everything, because America had the computer just showing him everybody come in the door, and it was really neat. I was glad to be able to see. I was glad to be able to see him and everything, way from Belgium.
Yeah, now was his mouth lining up with his words pretty good? Because Skype, they're the best on the net with that, but was his words lining up with his mouth?
I guess. I wasn't looking at his mouth. I was just looking at his
so
mouth.
What I mean is, like, if he say, hey, Aunt Vern, is it like a delay or was it pretty good?
It was, you know, we could hear him talking really, really good.
Well, okay. I know Oprah was one of the first ones that used that, and I said, I'm out there. And I looked into it, and I've been in Skype conferences, and that's good that Chris, you did that. That was good.
Yeah.
You said they live up in Frisco?
Yeah, we went out to Frisco, and he had this chef to make us all dinner and everything. It was his mother and Linda and Naomi and two or three of the his godmothers from the north side. It was really nice. We enjoyed it.
And, yes, we got several people listening that don't know probably who Chris is, and I want to be bored. So just real briefly, we have another aunt. Her name is, we call her Aunt Naomi, and she has a daughter named Linda, and she has a son named Chris who plays basketball up in Belgium, professional basketball. And that's who Aunt Vern right now is talking about, Linda, her, his mother, and Chris. And that's who they was looking at, just so everybody know who everybody is.
Yeah, yeah. And, in fact, he's in the playoffs over there. He's in the playoffs, and I don't know when these playoffs is going to be ending, but he should be coming home another month.
Yeah, I did announce earlier for those, and I'm sure this is my fifth time saying this on the show, but I did announce how Chris has this deadline for everybody to get their monies in for this big barbecue they're going to have on the north side for the family, Booker Douglas family. So, again, reminding everybody on the 5th of June, have your money in for the barbecue. That's going to be on the 15th. Barbecue on the 15th, have your money in by the 5th. So,
mm-hmm.
So he's trying. Chris is doing a lot. You know, doing a lot for the family.
Where is
Linda
the barbecue
going to
be on the 15th, though?
I'm sorry?
Where is it going to be on the 15th?
At Shawnee's place on the north side.
Oh, okay. It's going to be at her house. Okay.
I'm just hoping it ain't 110 degrees like it was last year. That was some hot stuff. And I was already sick today, so I couldn't go because it was just too hot. Too hot.
Mm-hmm.
But any of our friends listening, again, we're having a big barbecue. We always have a barbecue, and we do. Sometimes Donna does this thing over at General Motors. I think it's General Motors. She does this picnic. I hate the word picnic. She does this summer outing, I should say. Isn't that right off of Bryan Urban Road, there is this gigantic place where all the companies go for their summer events, and Donna have that, and I don't think she said she's going to try to have that this year. And then so we got that and Chris, so we got two functions coming up in the summer for the family, just to remind everybody. But Vern, it is always so good to hear from you, and Robin's not on the phone right now, so I can say this. But you probably is my favorite aunt, for real. And I'll probably get in trouble with the rest of my aunt. I just say that I love them all, but you just was, I guess, the closest to our age, and you seem to identify.
But was she on the phone a while ago?
And Robin was on the phone when you first came on, and
I didn't get a chance to hear her. I guess she had gotten off of it.
Yeah, okay. She had did a little sermon on the show to the mothers. It was a nice little sermon. And by the way, when we go off the air, there's a way. If you go to blogtalkradio.com and just type in the search engine, Five Smooth Stone, you can remember all that, Five Smooth Stones, and just go down to Book of Douglas for this date. You can hear all of what we did before your call. And we've done quite a bit. We've played a message about Obama, President Obama, his weekly address. You know, he does a weekly address every single week. And we played it this week. We did that, and we talked about the movie's just doing good right now, and even covered the weather, a little extended forecast of the weather, a little briefness. And we had a little comedy on that you missed. I don't know if you ever heard of Small Fire, this very funny African-American comedian in the church. She's a Christian comedian. We did her, and of course, Aunt Robin, like I said, she did the inspirational moment. And I guess it's not going to show tonight because they were supposed to call at 10. The shows go off at 11, so I guess she's not going to show. But anyway, Miss Virginia, we'll probably try to have her on next week. But this woman talked to me yesterday, Aunt Vern, about Mama, and she just brought some stuff that just strong stuff that everybody needs to hear that I didn't even know about their friendship. And it encouraged me. I mean, you know, because, you know, we was raised in a project, and people say, like they said about Christ, can anything good come out of the projects? Can anything good come out of Lazarus, which was where Christ was from, Nazareth, excuse me. But when you hear Miss Virginia talk about Mama, I'm sure you would appreciate some of the things she said and some of the things I forgot about how Mama raised us. And even Aunt Robin was commenting on that. But anyway, that's kind of made a little bit off the subject, which you might have been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good show tonight. You missed a good show tonight. You really did. And I wish this Miss Virginia would have come in because you really would have got a treat hearing her talk about Mama. This was one of Mama's best friends, for real. And one of the things, I'll share this real quick, one of the things that Miss Virginia talked about was how when she first became born again, how, you know, Miss Virginia was one of those persons that, you know, when she lived for the Lord, she lived for the Lord. When she lived for the world, she lived for the world. And I remember when she became born again, and a lot of people was judging her. Mama just showed her love and constantly and just helped her grow to the Christian she is today. And she was just so thankful and was talking about how she really would like to go back to those days. As nice as things are today, she preferred to live back when we had a strong foundation and things were simple. Anyway, it was just a lot that she was saying. And maybe we'll hear from her next week.
Okay.
So how is Mr. Ray doing?
Well, Ray is doing fine. In fact, he's upstairs eating some ice cream. And I'm downstairs with the kids. And Kristen and them just went outside. But we all here, over here, they bought my present late because we was over to Chris's house late. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Ray is doing just fine.
Well, we have to come out to that Lake Ray Hubbard and come see y'all. And I know I hate driving out there so far, but it ain't far. It just seems far. But me and Arlene.
We went to Frisco. Well, we just all about, so it's, I mean, you know, we just kind of, when you come out here, just relax and get yourself knowing that you're going to come and eat some good food and just come on over here and bring your pajamas if you want to stay out night, you and your little wife.
Well, I mentioned Lake Ray Hubbard for a reason because I really want to go to the lake. It's been a while since I've been on the lake. And you were talking about how you can do a water ski. I haven't done that since St. Thomas.
And fishing. In fact, Christian just showed me some pictures of them fishing yesterday out there on the lake, him and his little son. They was fishing yesterday. So I saw pictures of them. But, yeah, God is good, and I appreciate all y'all. Love y'all all to death. All my nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews, too. But, you know, it's just so many of y'all. I just have to take time out and see some on the next week.
I know. And they burn. And I guess after we get through this, I'm going to wrap this up. But let me just say this, and I want your what you think it is. But that is the reason I believe that the Most High gave me this idea for this show. Like I tell everybody, I do several shows during the week, and I have this extra time. You know, I have to pay for this. It's a very small amount, but I pay for these shows to have right to go on the airway like this. And I have this extra time. So the thought came to me, you know, this show, I was talking about how big the family was, and how folks was constantly saying, nobody thinking about me, and everybody out for themselves, you know, all that stuff here, everybody family, every family's got people that say this, and I was saying, no, it's not true, people are thinking about you, it's just that the family is so big, you know, you don't have to call me Aunt Vern every day, I know you care, like, I don't call some of my nieces like Tasha every day, but I know they're okay up in Denton. I mean, it's just the family is too big. I counted over 100 about 120 people in our immediate family. This is Azalee and Caleb Booker's children, 100 and about 20. Well, if you go to more family members, because our family is far more bigger than just 120, easily you can get to 200. And then if you start counting all of our friends, you got a very large network. That's why this show, I believe, was given to me because anybody that miss family enough, if they really miss it, it's not designed to listen to the show every single week. Anybody listen to the show every week, I'm really shocked. It's not designed to listen to the show every week, but to just when you feel like you need to be around family, you know, on Sundays 9 to 11, you can listen to what's going on. You can call, give birthday information, anniversaries. There's a meeting like Aunt Robbie was talking about something she was wanting to do. A couple of weeks back, Chris got the barbecue. We got graduations, you know, Elizabeth, Tanya's daughter is graduating, as well as Caleb, Moppy's son, is graduating this year. And so you can get that out to the family. If people want to be family, do family things, it's there for them. I'm just hoping somebody step up and host like I'm doing. And not have to do it every week, but I'll do it until somebody.
How much do it cost for you to sponsor it, though? You know.
Say it again.
How much is the sponsorship that you have to pay?
You mean for the blog talk?
You say you had to pay to have it on the thing.
Yeah, blog talk costs. It's a very small amount. It's only like $39 a month. You know.
That's not bad.
That's nothing, but, you know, after a while, you know, it's nothing to me for real, especially for what I do, because like I said, I do two other shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I got all this extra time, and I've been trying to encourage family to stand up and have another show like Donald was talking about, maybe having a show with young people talking about real problems, because, you know, this show, you got to keep it positive. But Donald was talking about a show where young people can call in and actually talk about real pain, real struggles they go through. And, you know, so that she's still thinking about that. And then if some young person want to open up a rap show, I got about four days on the week that's empty for somebody to do something to uplift the family. You know, it can be a teen talk show. It can be a music. Somebody just come on, just DJ. And just say, hey, listen to my music. You know, so I can only put so many invitations out there, you know, it appears I'm begging. So I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I don't have the time to put on no show, but one of the things we're going to do, says we can start talking about it one day, one night, we're going to talk about how people can do business with the government. Because I'm helping a lady right now who I did not know that she's already in business for herself. And, in fact, she has a funeral home. And I wanted to help her. And believe it or not, she's getting some business from some government contracts. So it's a whole lot of things that we can help one another do. And that's one of the things I want to do is help people do that.
Oh, by all means, you know, you Ray and I talked about that before, and I forget what it was, why I didn't jump, probably money, but I would love
love for you to come on very soon and talk about that. I mean, details in a very practical way. You know the family. You know what you're dealing with. A lot of people, just be honest with you, a lot of people have a whole lot of capital, startup money. That's probably the biggest obstacle.
Well, you don't have to have no money. You don't have to have money to do business with the government. You just got to have a product you want to sell, or you got to have a service that you want to do. Like some people, you know, may have technology intellect where they can IT, you know, how to set up computers or something like that. And some people may want to sell restaurant goods, a product, something like that, you know, like dishes. You'd be surprised how many dishes the government buy. And, you know, just a lot of little stuff. So what I'm saying, you have to have an idea. You have to have a dream. You got to have a vision to make money. But if they have those dreams and visions, they can make money with it. You see what
really?
I'm saying? And, you know, my stepdaughter was talking to me today, and she was telling me that she took this test to do water treatment. She's teaching, she learned how to do testing of water treatment plants. And you'd be surprised how there's a need for that. Just to test water. And she lives in New Jersey, but she can get a job anywhere in the United States just by, you know, going to this class, being a water tester, chemical tester. And I think it was a class for like a month. And then she takes this test, gets certified, and boom, they will hire you.
Wow. Wow.
So there's so much little opportunities out there, hidden opportunities that a lot of people don't know about. So as we learn about them, we always need to share them. No, you know, the family may need that, may need to know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I really, a few people let me know that they was crashing for the night, that they was listening to the show, they have to go. I just want to thank y'all for listening to the show, some friends of the family. Thank y'all so much. Avern, what I would love for you to do is, like I said, come on the show and explain that. And what I'll do is I'll put it out there, put it on Facebook, and put it out there where everybody know you're coming, everybody know to listen in, and I'll push it as much as I can, you know. And
well,
it's in the archive, so check this out. It's in the archive. So that means anybody that missed the show, you can say, you know what, I've talked to Seth on the show about this business. I want you to go back and listen to the show on the 20th or on the 21st. All
mm-hmm.
the details is there, and then there you will be when they click
mm-hmm.
on that old show, and they'll have all the websites, all the name, numbers, phone numbers. That's what I want to do. I would love, love to do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, all right, now I know I hit one to click in. How do I click off of here?
You don't have to click off because you're going to be the last one to talk. It don't matter. I can just put you on hold and we can wrap this show up. So, Renee, I really appreciate you calling again. Happy Mother's Day. I know it's about to end, but again, thank you so much. And I'm very serious about you coming on the show. I'm hoping we can do it as soon as next week. If not next week, maybe the week after that. I'm very serious about that. And I want to know personally. So I may be calling y'all in the near future to
okay.
hear about it. But if nothing else, we'll do it next week, and I really will hear it then.
Okay. Tell Aileen I said Happy Mother's Day to her, too. Okay.
All right, I will, and thank you for everything, all right?
All right. Y'all have a good night and good week. Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
That was my another aunt, Aunt Vern, and like I say, she's one of my favorites because she's younger, and Aunt Vern just seemed to reach out to the young people. To me, seemed like, and I appreciate that. Not saying the others don't. The others got their own unique way. Everybody got a contribution to this family. That's just great. I mean, Aunt Robbie helping ways, Aunt Naomi helping ways, and Aunt Naomi will never know how much she has helped me with the few conversations. She's spoken the fewest to me, but have helped me in a lot of ways. And she is the poet, as everybody call her. So anyway, folks, listen, thank y'all for listening to the show. I'm going to go out with this one last song. You must hear it. I played it last week, but you must hear this song. So this is a good way to end the show. Again, I enjoyed it. Even though our guest didn't make it, I'm sure she has a very good alibi.
or try to have on next week, because I'm telling you, Miss Virginia is no joke. And what this woman had to say about Mama needs to be heard by all of the family and all of our friends, because Mama's no longer here to toot her own horn. And we kids of hers can only say so much, and people start thinking we're being biased. Well, here's a lady that will probably call Mom at some point in her life her best friend. And so I respect you, Miss Virginia, if you do listen to the show after, if you do get a chance to listen. And I, you know, no qualms about tonight. I know that you have very good reason for not being here, as bad as you want to be on this show. And for our friends that are listening, thank y'all for stopping by. Normally we have Don and Mars and everybody. Well, did Mars say something? All of them stopped by. It was the weirdest thing, but they didn't say anything. So I guess they're playing quiet tonight. So anyway, check this out. This song we're going to go out with. And I want y'all to really listen to the words of this song and be encouraged. Serious.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Don't do.